Lust, A Woman's Intimate Confessions, Part 1, by Anna Bridgewater. Narrated by Christina May. I want to tell you the story of my life, or at least a part of my life. A part of my life which is all me, but which is hidden. My sex life. That is what I was made for. It is what I do best. It is midsummer in Copenhagen. I am 25 years old. In my neighborhood, the air is thick with yellowish dust from the paths around the large artificial lakes. The company where I work is having a summer party. I put on a tight black dress with large flowers on it. I love that dress. I love the way I look in it. I'm slender. I have long dark hair. My breasts are high. I chain smoke cigarettes, and inside I feel insecure as if I were 15 years old, but my own insecurity titillates me. I poke at it and challenge it, like a mosquito bite I cannot help scratching. I go to the party. It is an ordinary party with dinner, drinks, beer, cigarettes, and going to a pub afterwards. The evening is warm and dry. I stride around in my high-heeled black suede sandals and my tight dress. The story I would like to tell is that I bring a co-worker home with me. He is married, and I am single. He is tall, sinewy, and has a face full of freckles. He has a deep, soft voice, and I'm turned on by him. He makes me horny. I want him to lie down on top of me in my king-sized bed with its heavy bedhead in dark wood. I want to feel his hips and his hard chest on top of me. I want his long and white fingers to touch my body. He has to kiss me and put his hands on the back of my head. He has to yearn for me. He has to lick my ankles and the back of my knees and my every curve of my arms. It is not a very dark night, and the walls in my bedroom are painted green, so it feels as if we are under the sea or in a fish tank. He tastes of salt with a hint of something slightly bitter. I show him my light brown nipples and offer him to lick them. My own scent becomes stronger and overpowers his. His thighs are just as pale as his hands and completely firm. There is a small bald patch on the back of his head, which I can see when he lies down on top of me, and the bald spot awakens my tender instincts. I pull his head down next to my own, so that we are cheek to cheek, and I can tug gently at his earlobe with my teeth. The freckles on his face continue down across his chest in a thin layer. I have never seen such a perfect and pale body as his. I'm fascinated, but also slightly repulsed, because it looks as if the pale skin is moist, as though someone has spilt milk on a table and not wiped it off entirely. I don't think it's any of my concern that his skin is moist, and I continue to touch his body and pressure him into feeling me. I want him to stay in bed for hours and hours, so I fetch water, wine, and cigarettes. That's what I'm good at. That's the sort of person I know how to be. I don't wish to invoke resentment or condemnation in telling you this. I want to tell you what it feels like being me, but I'm afraid of rejection and gainsaying. I know what others say about someone like me. I'm sure she was wild when she was a teenager as well. As if the explanation for my secret adult life is that I never made it past puberty. There's always the, with an upbringing like hers, no wonder she ended up being so restless. These simplified explanations are no good to me, and my childhood was as wonderful as a childhood can get. I have chosen the life I lead now, even though I am completely aware that, of course, there is much more at stake than just the here and now. But it is the here and now that is important. It is the day-to-day that fills me.